Hello, and welcome to Talk to Tate Tuesdays. As always, thank you for spending 5 to 7 minutes of your week with me, unless we have guests. So friends, today I have to start the show off with some corrections. So last week I stated twice on the show that our next guest was coming on September 30th. And my good buddy Maurice and my mom, they both pointed out that, no, Tate, you meant to say August 30th. So, Mom and Maurice, thank you. Yes, our next guest will be on August 30th, which is next Tuesday. Second, I need to correct something. When I told you the story about the simulation, I just mentioned my buddy Gene and I. We actually also had another person that stayed on the team, Miss Martinez. So, Miss Martinez, I want to apologize for putting you on the cutting room floor. Miss Martinez was loyal. She stayed with us through the whole process, and she also received an A for that simulation. You know, friends, the funny thing is, when I was in my teens, in my early 20s and early 30s, I hated admitting to mistakes. I hated it. You know, I would do everything to find a way to blame it on something else or someone else. I would say, oh, you know, it was the dog's fault. The dog was barking too loud. That's why I made the mistake. Or, you know, it was just too hot last week. That's why I made that error. You know, the artist Tupac said, when things went wrong, we always blame mama. The point being, we always want to blame other people, sometimes for our own mistakes. But the problem becomes that when you continuously blame other people for your failures, you never grow. You know, I know people that say, I can't do fractions. And I'll be like, well, why not? And they go, well, I never learned how to do fractions in the sixth grade, so that's my sixth grade teacher's fault. Isn't there a timetable? I mean, shouldn't at some point we become responsible for not correcting certain actions? You know, there's a saying that goes, my biggest enemy is sometimes my inner me. My biggest enemy is sometimes my inner me. And I like that saying. You know, until we look inside ourselves first, we may never see the real truth. And friends, I get it. Sometimes in life, there are things that will affect our lives, right? Sometimes in life, there are things that will happen to us that may change the course of our lives. However, I honestly believe this wholeheartedly. I don't believe that there's anything that happens in your life that can change your true God-given destiny. It's given by God. That is your destiny. You know, you just need to know what that destiny is, and you just can't quit on pursuing it. Let me tell you a short story. Once upon a time, there was this girl who used to line dry her clothes, right? Every Thursday, she would wash her clothes and she would line dry them. And every Thursday, her neighbor would look out her kitchen window. And the neighbor would complain, oh my God, this girl, her clothes are never clean. And this went on week after week. And every time the girl hung her clothes outside on the line, the neighbor looked out the window, she complained, this girl's clothes are getting dirtier and dirtier. This makes no sense. It bugged the lady so much that she would complain to her neighbors. Oh, you should see this girl's dirty clothes. Every Thursday, I don't know what she's doing, but every Thursday she's hanging up dirty clothes. And finally one day the lady decided, you know what? I'm going to help this girl out. I'm going to invite her to my house and I'm going to tell her how to do laundry. And so that's what she did. She invited the girl over. The girl comes over and the lady says, hey, I am noticing that you are having a real issue with getting your laundry clean. And the girl was a little surprised. She said, really? The lady said, yes, I look out my window every Thursday and your clothes are still dirty. And the girl said, well, which window? And the lady pointed to the window and the girl walked over to the window and she turned to the lady and she said, oh, you know what? I can help you out right now. The lady said, really? The girl said, yes, I can. The girl picked up a rag off the sink and she washed the lady's windows, right? And all this dirt came off this lady's window. See, the girl's clothes were never dirty. The lady's windows were dirty. It was an internal problem. And friends, we need to sometimes view our internal problems. We need to make sure in the final analysis that our windows are clean. So friend, today's song comes from Tim McGraw, and the words go. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. And I became the friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden, going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year that I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good, long, hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper and I spoke sweeter. And I gave forgiveness I'd been denying. And then he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live as if you were dying. Friends, I will see you next Tuesday.